Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected honorable listeners of Islam. We welcome you to this program. It is the Spiritual Breakfast, our interview segment, you know, 8:30 to 9. And today we have a special guest. It is Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Remember, we did many interviews with Mufti Saab previously. One of the first few, it was the most encouraging, where he spoke about his life, how he had reformed. Remember, he was from the US, growing up, seeing all this brutality. And then he then decides, no, there is something special in Islam, chooses the religion of Islam, because there's always attacks on Islam and every way. So he said, you know, there is something special in Islam. So then he accepts Islam, he moves then to go and become Alim, and then Iftar. Remember, this communication took place with Mulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Damat Barakatuh of the Majlis. And then with his mashwara, he goes, he does all of this, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. And we have him for the next few minutes, inshallah. We speak to Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab will be encouraging us, telling us what's the differences between the Eid in the US and now in Pakistan, inshallah. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam, Maulana. How's everything in South Africa? We in Pakistan are suffering from heat. But alhamdulillah, we just finished observing the first day of Eid. And now today is the second day. The question is regarding the difference between the two places, America and here. There's a lot of difference and there's a lot of similarity, okay, to be honest. Starting with the moon sighting, okay? In America, it's normal to have, back then, I've been away from America for 30 years, but talking to the people is still the same. Sometimes you have three different days for Eid, either Eid, all right? And over here is the same thing. We have moon sighting here in Pakistan, but some people in Peshawar, they don't go with it. They always have a different day. And then there's some other people that follow Saudi, okay, whatever Saudi says. And Saudi's almost always a day before us. Here in Pakistan. In America, there was groups that would follow Saudi, okay, exclusively for both Eids, all right? Then there was groups that would try to do local sightings throughout America. Now, that itself is a problem because there's five time zones in America, if you include Alaska and Hawaii. Well, if you just take the continental United States, the 48 states, there's four time zones, okay? So when it's 11 o'clock in New York at night, it's 8 o'clock at night in California. So we didn't see the moon in New York. Oftentimes, we would have to wait until we got word from California that it was or it wasn't sighted. And then we would begin the fast or we wouldn't fast or whatever the case may be. So now it's a little bit different, but yet the results are the same. You have people that do local sighting, okay? And then you have people that follow Saudi. And then you have people that do calculations. They follow, so they know what day Eid will be for the next like 50 years, okay? So there's a problem. Similar but yet different. But they're arriving at the same confusion at the end. There's very few times where all three groups agree. Then you had, in America, you have the American culture, which is dominant. Pakistan, Islamic culture is not dominant, but it's visible, okay? It can be seen. You see women with burqa, okay? You see men with beard, all right? Not many, all right? You see people going to the masjid dressed properly, okay? But in America, the dominant culture is there. So the Muslims dress like and act like the non-Muslim kuffar of America. So you guys wearing jogging suits, you know, to the masjid and baseball caps and turn them around backwards and read their namaz and what have you. But in Pakistan, when it's like Ramadan or when it's Eid, you can feel it in the air. All right, there's a different feeling about it. But in America, it's just a Tuesday. It's just any day of the week, any month of the year. Okay, there's nothing special about it. So here in Pakistan, on Eid, all right, in the morning, everybody's dressed up. All right, you got your merchants out there selling balloons for the children, and you know, you see people getting ready to slaughter their cows and everything, and so you get a little bit of the feeling of the Qurbani, of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You get a little feeling of it, okay? But in America, it's just any day of the week. So a lot of the Muslims who don't have seniority on their jobs, all right, they have to go to work if it's Monday through Friday. If Eid is on a Monday through a Friday, and you don't have seniority on your job, you will have to go to work in the afternoon or later that morning. So you have people pray the Eid namaz wearing the clothes that they're going to wear to work, like a three-piece suit, okay? And quickly, you know, hug each other and then get out, get back home, and then take the car and drive to work. And when you walk around New York City, because I'm from New York City, when you walk around New York City, you don't see any sign of an Islamic holiday, you know. In Ramadan, you know, all the stores are open, all the restaurants are open, people are on the street selling frankfurters and french fries and things like this. But in Pakistan, you don't see that, all right? Yeah, there are some restaurants that will be open, but the lights are not on, and it doesn't even look like they're open. But you don't smell anything in the street being cooked or anything like that until after Asr. And then, of course, the samosas and, you know, things like that that you're going to have for iftar. So the sight is different. The feeling is different. All right. That's the biggest difference, is like that feeling like that. You can walk around New York and not know that it was Eid. But you can't walk around Karachi and not know that it's Eid, okay? But that's the biggest difference in the two. But yet, none of us are, in neither side, whether it's in America or over here, we're practicing as best we should. But I think Pakistan or Karachi will get a passing mark, but New York a failing mark, right? As I had mentioned to you, there was big celebrations by so-called Muslims in America that this Eid was on Sunday. Well, that's because of Saudi. Those people that follow Saudi, they had Eid on Sunday. And Sunday was also the so-called Father's Day. So the Muslims were bragging about the fact that they were able to have a double celebration of Eid and Father's Day. Now, you never had that over here. Right? First of all, we don't have Father's Day over here. All right. But even if it's August 14th, all right, if that were to happen, that's a little more low key. All right. The big thing would be Eid. Okay, even before 14th of August. But there is no Mother's Day, Father's Day, for the most part over here, although there is Valentine's Day. So that's the thing. And also in America, you'll have, I don't know if you have it in South Africa, but we have they have in America these amusement parks, Great Adventures, and one of them is called Great Adventure, and there's several franchises of this. Okay, big park, you have to pay money to get in, And when you pay money to get in, then all the rides are free. All right. So there's, all kind of rides and games and things like this. And Muslims will have their Eid namaz over there. Okay. And you'll have like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all these other, cartoon characters walking around in their costumes. And Muslims take a little side area and read their namaz. And then after the Eid namaz, they'll go and get on the rides and, eat the food and everything over there. So you have all kind of things like this in America that I don't see it over here. So that's the thing. So that's, it hasn't changed too much in the 30 years that I've been gone. In some instances, it's gotten worse. Again, we didn't celebrate Father's Day when we had Eid. That was for sure. But again, it's not seen that much. But okay, now further, to go a little bit further though, and to end this, it's more political now, the Eids, iftari and having Eid parties and what have you with the kuffar. Even the President of the United States, he invites every year the Muslims for iftar, at least one day. They acknowledge that it's Eid in the newspapers, and some cities it's a school holiday. You see, so this, and again, this is why a lot of them did the calculations for choosing what day Eid will be, because they wanted to be able to have the schools and offices be off on that day to celebrate for the Muslims, like they do for the Jews and the Christians. Okay, but if you don't know when it's going to be, because you have to wait until the sighting of the moon, then it causes a problem. But if you do calculations and you can tell the people of the government in advance, then it's much easier to get these things passed by. Whereas here in Pakistan, no, we just wait until the moon is sighted, and then we say, okay, the banks will be off, and this will be off, and that. Okay, like that. Inshallah. Hope that answers your question.
Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, you sent us an interesting poster which said in red, the headlines read, Double Celebration Patterson Block Party Celebrates Father's Day and Eid al-Adha. Can you explain to us, elaborate what was meant by this so that the listeners can have a better understanding, inshallah?
Well, I don't know how much I can talk about it because I don't know too much about it. All right, that was the headline from a newspaper. Okay, and I have a friend in Texas, and he had told me the same thing yesterday. Some of the people followed Saudi, and so Sunday was Eid, all right, for them. And so they were bragging about the fact that they could have a double celebration of Father's Day and Eid at the same time. So after he told me that, then I looked it up and I just saw this newspaper headline, but it was a video that went along with it. So I didn't get into it. I was being facetious there when I said only America, because only in the USA, because America has their own type of Islam, and so some people, rather than looking for the moon, they were asking on Sunday, is today Eid or not? All right, when the moon was sighted like 9 days before. My friend was telling me that the ulama, well, not the ulama, the imams there, all right, we won't call them ulama, we'll call them imams, they're watering down the deen, and they're saying, both ways are possible. You can do local sighting or you can do global sighting. Both are right. People seem to be happy that he was going to be on a Sunday, because if it's on a Monday, you got to go to work. So it's very convenient and like that. So the love of the dunya is there so much. I don't even know why we're even talking about Father's Day, but that's the way it is. So really, I don't have, you know, I really can't explain it. All right, the people are, you know, allegedly practicing Muslims who like the idea of Eid being on the same day as Father's Day, so you have a double celebration.